Hey, welcome to the show. Back on episode 858, we talked about how to create a promo for your show with my buddy Neil Headley. And in 861, we talked about getting your podcast unstuck. Now, unstuck for some of you might be, hey, I just need to get going. I haven't even started yet. And for others, it might be, I'm not happy with my current amount of downloads. And in episode 861, we said we want people to click. And assuming that you've picked a good name for your show, the next thing they're going to read is your description. And while every description should be different, there are some standard practices that I've seen. And why are we talking about this? Because I do an episode. You've heard me talk about the question of the month. And I always say, be sure to share a little bit about your show. That would be your description, your elevator pitch, if you will, and tell us your website address. And some of those descriptions make me want to click, and other ones need some work. So today on episode 863, let's get to work. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I'm your award-winning Hall of Fame podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where I help you plan, launch, and grow your podcast. My website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER, and you can do that by just going to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener. That'll actually put the coupon code in there, and you can sign up for either a monthly or yearly subscription. And of course, that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So yeah, today is episode 863. You can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/863. And in addition to talking about how to get unstuck in the last episode, I also shared, because somebody asked me, they're like, hey, are you still kind of down on anchor.fm, that free media host? And the answer is yes. And there's a blog post out at the website, and I explained why. And there was one thing I forgot, and I was listening to the Podcasting 2.0 podcast, and Dave Jones is the guy that runs the podcast index at podcastindex.org, which has a ton of podcasts in it, but he really gets some behind-the-scenes insights into what actually happens and what kind of shows are created at anchor.fm, and here's one clip from that episode.
If you saw the river of nonsense coming out of Anchor,
yeah,
you would be like, no. You know, I've actually thought about just not even including Anchor podcasts at all, yeah, unless they have an iTunes ID associated with them. It's that bad. It's a river of garbage.
And here's clip two.
So this is like feeds with new episodes every 3 days, every 7 days, 10 days, blah, blah, blah. What's bothered me for a long time is that Anchor skews these numbers so hard. They have so many junk feeds on a daily basis that it's pure noise. So what I've wanted is a way to have stats that exclude that. First of all, exclude Anchor just because it skews things too hard right now. It's a virus in the podcast industrial complex.
A river of garbage, a virus. And why he cares, Dave, is a data guy, right? He's a programmer. And I did the math on this. It's like 28% of the shows in his database is that river of garbage.
Let me give you a comparison. So here's the numbers coming out of this right now. Feeds with new episodes in the last 90 days, 490,960. Feeds with new episodes in the last 90 days that exclude Anchor, 359,815. So you're talking about 150,000 less podcasts that have produced a new episode in the last 90 days if you take Anchor out of that equation.
So I'm trying to work on this, but I do have a thing in my head that if somebody comes up and says, yeah, I'm doing a podcast, and I find out that they're hosted on Anchor, unless you're Mrs. Copeland, who is teaching her sixth grade class how to podcast, there's a part of me that goes, yeah, I get a kind of snobbery. The curmudgeon of me comes out. I'm trying to work on that, but I just keep saying there are so many better options than Anchor.fm. And I'll have a link in the show notes if you want to read my blog post and everything else, because I have a lot of people that ask me about that. And I'm like, no, it's not a good choice. Free is not a good business model. All right, let's talk about describing your show. Now, we're not talking about a promo that you're going to put into some ad, and we're not talking about show notes. Some people call this the elevator pitch, which we are going to talk about, but this is when somebody goes to an app, they search for a topic, and lo and behold, your show, along with other ones, have come up, and they go, huh, that's pretty cool looking artwork. The name makes sense. And they click on your show. This is the verbiage that you're going to use to get them to click play or hopefully follow / subscribe. Now, the first thing we need to talk about is you have, depending on who you talk to, I did a fair amount of research on this, and somewhere around 4,000 characters to describe your podcast. But just because you have 4,000 doesn't mean you should use them. That's somewhere between 500 and 600 words, because we're talking characters, 4,000 characters. And if you say, well, how much is 500 to 600 words? It's pretty close to a whole page of information. So think about this. Go to, I don't know, a magazine. Remember those? A book, maybe, or anything that has a full page of something. Maybe a full page on a website. And what do you need? You're trying to figure out, should I press play? And at least in my case, I know I was testing some AI stuff and I had it write me an article and it just kept going. And there was a part of me that was like, I just need to know, is it good or not? And I'm like, now I have to read this whole thing. So likewise, if somebody's going, I'm trying to figure out if I should listen to your podcast or not, and all of a sudden you go, and there's this, you know, War and Peace of description, is that going to make them read the whole thing? They're like, well, I could listen to the episode or I could read the description. I think if I listen, it'll be shorter. So I know you can read pretty fast, but I'm here to tell you that there are people, I'm one of them, that if I see a full page description, I'm like, yeah, no thanks. And they're going to run. I don't think you need it. So, and we don't want people running away. That's not our call to action should be press play or press follow or subscribe. Preferably subscribe and follow, but we realize that some people like to sample the chicken before they buy the sandwich. So how long should my description be? Well, Dan Meisner, who is no longer at Pacific Content. He has his own something new company. A very bright man. Let's just leave that. He analyzed the metadata of 700,000 podcasts. That's a lot of data. Thank you, Dan. I know that can't be easy. He discovered that the mean average podcast description is about 243 characters, and the median is about 163. So in other words, we don't really need that much information. And so I did an episode, again, just to remember what we're talking about here. I remember when I did my episode with Neil Headley about writing an advertisement for your show, and there was no kind of cookie cutter way of like, first you say this and then you say that. And I kind of feel that way about a show description, but in researching many different websites about what makes a good show description, there were some things that came up over and over and over. So what I'm going to put these in is, like, we're making a stew that is your podcast description, and here are some things that you can put in your stew. And so the first one is, some people say, and this was from Castos, if I remember right, they said you should start off with something true. Now, this is kind of an old sales trick when you get people nodding their head. Yeah. Oh, amen, brother. Amen, sister. So this might be something like growing your podcast. So I'm going to do one for me, and then I'll do another one here. We'll do two examples here to kind of walk through this. You know, growing your podcast can take longer than you think. Right? That's kind of a common true in the podcasting space. We all started a podcast, and you're like, I'm on episode 6. I've been consistent. Why am I not on Jimmy Fallon? Right? So start off with something true so that you're kind of showing that, hey, I'm one of you. I understand how hard this is. Now, another one that let's say we're going to do a show about marriage. We might start off with something true like marriage is a rewarding experience, but it's also a lot of work. Right. And you're like, oh, absolutely. Then the second sentence is what to expect. And everybody said this. You have to do this. So I called it frequency, format, and facts. So these are things that you can, you don't have to, but you can put into your description. So how often are you going to publish? What is the format? Is it solo? Is it interview? Is it panel? Is it narrative? Now, between you and me, I don't really care about the format. I care about what value do I get out of it. If you have three hosts, two hosts, one host, 15, to me, I'm like, if I walk out of there with value, I kind of don't care how you delivered it to me, but that's just me. But I did see many people saying you might mention the format because some people don't like solo shows because it's just that one guy going, today on the show, we're going to talk about the wonders of cheese. And you're like, yeah, I'm not listening to that. Now, if you have something that can give you a little street cred, you know, I've been working in this industry for blah, blah, blah. I mean, why do I say Hall of Fame podcaster? Because my ego makes me. Or, you know, not many people can say that. So to me, I'm like, well, I might as well use that. I actually had a business coach that, because for a while I wasn't. And he's like, why are you not mentioning that? And I'm like, oh, okay. I thought it was kind of like boisterous in a way. But anything, right? You're answering the question, why should they listen to you? Because there are a lot of podcasters out there. So frequency, format, and facts. So for me, if I were to kind of turn this into a description about the show you're listening to right now, I might say this weekly magazine style show from Hall of Famer podcaster Dave Jackson shares insights from his 17 years as one of the industry's top podcast educators. So there's my frequency weekly. The format is a magazine style. I didn't make it up, but I have multiple segments and then my street cred. So there's that. Now, if we go back to the marriage show, in this weekly show, twice divorced Dave Jackson answers your questions about marriage and relationships. So again, these are ingredients. Do I have to show the format? No. Do I have to have street cred? No. You know, do I have to do people really care if it's weekly or not? I don't know. It's up to you. But these are things, and some of these are going to resonate with you and some of them are not. I'm just here going, here is your box of crayons. How you color with them is up to you. So then you have to figure out, and you really should be doing this before you press record. Who the heck is your show for? Right? There are two things. Who is this for and why am I doing that? You really need to be able to answer those before you start obsessing over gear and which media host. Hold on. Who is this for and why are you doing this? Because where those two things overlap is where you figure out, oh, I can talk about this and hold their attention while we inspire them to move towards my why, whatever that why may be. I want to be seen as an expert. I want to get the word out. I want to build a customer base, et cetera, et cetera. But you really need to know who is this for and why am I doing this? So you need to know who this is for. And I saw a lot of different websites saying you need keywords for your description. And this is where I learned something because I've known for years that Apple doesn't search your description. It searches the title of your show. And we said you have a good title, right? Which includes a keyword. And it indexes or searches the title of your episodes. So there's that. And the author tag. But it does not look at the description. But according to one website, and I'll have all the sources out at the website, Spotify actually searches your description. And I was like, I did not know that. Now, I know we all say Spotify is number two, and it is, which is impressive, but please remember it is a long way from number one, which is Apple. So I say that because you might want to put keywords, a couple, in your description. One of the reasons that it's not in Apple description, why they don't index that, is because people just kept putting Pam Anderson naked everywhere back in 2005, and trying to get people to listen to their show. So they're like, all right, we're not going to index that. If you're going to be, you know, morons about that, we're not going to look at it. So keep this in mind. And this is why I get upset when people do things that hurt the podcast ecosystem, for lack of a better phrase. So who is this for? And any kind of keywords. So I might put something for me. My description might be, if you're new to podcasting or a seasoned veteran, there are tips and insights into moving your podcast in the right direction. And then for the marriage one, it might be, if you're struggling in your relationship, these tips and relationship strategies will help you avoid where Dave landed twice. Divorced. Okay, so if we put these together now, what do we get? Well, here's my podcast description for the School of Podcasting. And if you're new to the show and you go, wait, you keep saying School of Podcasting. Isn't this called Podcaster School? It is right now, but that's a temporary experiment. You'll notice where it says Podcaster School - from the School of Podcasting. I'm seeing if tweaking that name is going to do anything major. My answer is probably not, but we'll see. So anyway, meanwhile, back at the episode that you're listening to, here's the description for this show, putting those three items together. Growing your podcast can take longer than you think. This weekly magazine-style show from Hall of Fame podcaster Dave Jackson shares insights from his 17 years as one of the industry's top podcast educators in a fun and entertaining way. If you're new to podcasting or a seasoned veteran, there are tips and insights into moving your podcast in the right direction. Okay, so that's a description. Here's another one. Marriage is a rewarding experience, but it is also a lot of work. In this weekly show, twice divorced host Dave Jackson answers your questions about marriage and relationships. If you're struggling in your relationship, these tips and relationship strategies will help you avoid where Dave has landed twice, divorced. And this is something that you might want to take into effect, is tone. If your show is super serious, then you're not going to be kind of like, yuck, 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 waka, waka, you know, huzzah. You might want to stay more, you know, if we go back to the early days of media, you know, Walter Cronkite, who, it's so nice that I get to say this occasionally, was before my time. But you might just want to be strictly the facts. But if you're going to be super sarcastic and fun and zany, well, then maybe your description should show that so people know what to expect. And that's something else I would kind of recommend is don't be clickbaity. You know, when you say we are the number one people who have done more than this and, you know, we are greatest and blah, blah, you know, I don't know, something like iHeart, number one in podcasts. Yeah, don't do that because there are ways that we can figure out shortly that maybe that's not entirely true. So don't, I don't know, what do they call that? Plagiarize? No, I'd say lie, but that would probably get me sued. So we won't say that, but don't be clickbaity. Don't be clickbaity because I'll go back to my days as a musician. It was always kind of funny. There was one band that had put together this really big opening thing. It was like, here comes the band, big ooh-ah-ooh-ah music, blah-da-da-da. And then it would come to a close, and the guy would walk out and go, hey, how about some Zeppelin? It was like the biggest letdown ever. It's like, here comes the band. Hey, want some Tom Petty? Okay. It was just, yeah. So when you say, hey, we're the greatest podcast ever, et cetera, and then you're talking into your upside down Blue Yeti plugged in wrong, you know, talking to somebody on the phone, somebody's going to go, really? Really? And then you've lost your integrity. And when you start a podcast, you have two things. Every podcaster has something in common. One, I have no audience. And you go, yeah, but they have 50,000 people on Instagram. In terms of podcast audience, they got zero. And it's not easy to pull somebody from Instagram or YouTube or Twitter or wherever you are to get them to listen to your podcast. Two completely separate audiences in many cases. So we all have no audience and we all have integrity. So the goal is to grow an audience while keeping your integrity. The last thing here that people want to put in there, again, you don't have to. And I see this a lot that doesn't get used. So this might not be a very popular ingredient. And that is the call to action. Now, there is one that I see very, very wrong. And it's like, support the show by going to blah, 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 Patreon, Glow, et cetera, and, you know, et cetera. And I'm like, wait, I haven't even clicked play on your show and you're asking me for money? Or it's, you know, it's the Tim and Tina show, yada, yada, yada. Tim and Tina have known each other for 14 years. Well, that's not any street cred, maybe, right? Unless it's a marriage show. But they go into this, and then at the end, they're like, go to our website. And I am here to tell you, especially Apple, is not pleased when they go, hey, Apple, you know how we got somebody to actually come to your app? The first thing we're going to do before they even click play is tell them to go someplace else. So your call to action, don't get ahead of the game, because sometimes we're like, and buy our t-shirt and blah, 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 get a mug. And no, no, no. Our call to action right now, we have a brand new person who has never listened to our show. We want them to either click play. We want them to click follow. We want them to click subscribe, depending on what app they're in. But play and follow are the ones we want. And so as much as it's weird when you're watching a YouTube video and they go, if you like the video, like and subscribe. And you're like, why are they saying that? Because did somebody move the subscribe button? I kind of know it's in the bottom right hand corner. And from what I hear, the reason people do that is because it works. So you might want to, again, add this ingredient to your description. Click the follow button and join in on the fun or whatever you want to do there. But that would be the call to action that you want to have. Now, some other things to think about that you might want to mix in. Again, I'm not here to say this is how you do your description, but those are some things that you want to add. And your description, again, is important because it shows up in every app, right? Whether it's Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, they all show up, and we'll get into formatting here in just a second. But some other things you might want to mix in. When you get to the what to expect part, I've seen people do this. They will mix in some potential topics, you know, maybe ones. And remember that your description can always be changed later. So when you're on episode 30, you might say previous episodes have covered topics like topic A, topic B, topic C, topic D. And these are things that people go, oh, this is the kind of, yeah, if that helps identify the person reading this of like, hey, that's for me, then you might want to put topics in your description. Again, we don't want to chew up all 4,000 characters. We don't want to have paragraph breaks, and we don't want to have, you know, who's the old guy from radio? Page two. It'll come to me. Paul Harvey. Page two, right? We don't need, you know, 13 pages of, it turns into the guy from, Bubba Gump. What was, Forrest Gump, right? When he's going, box shrimp, simple shrimp, hard shrimp, you know, we don't need that kind of list of, topics because after a while, again, you're going to scare them off. But again, remember, this is a recipe. You might go, oh, let me put on a couple of these. So you don't want to chew up all 4,000 characters, but it might help give your audience a clear idea of what's in your show. And then the other one that's a really hard question to answer is why should people listen to your podcast? That's one of those, if you don't see it coming, it kind of gets you under the ribs and you're like, ooh, I think you knocked the wind out of me. Wait, what? It's kind of scary. That can actually even trigger our good friend imposter syndrome, which we talked about in a few episodes ago with the celebrity version of that. And that's where you just kind of go, am I any good at this? Is somebody going to listen to me? Well, Tom Hanks has those same thoughts. So I'll put a link to that episode. And so keep in mind, and I wish I could give the proper quotation of this because somebody told me who read the book from somebody who did the thing, but it's a great quote. And they said, you can let fear in the car with you. You just can't let it drive. So if anybody knows who, like, what's the origin of that quote, I want to give that person the proper respect and exposure because that's a great quote. Because if you're waiting to never be afraid to press record, this is not going to happen. I'm getting ready to speak next week at Podcast Movement. I've spoken for years. I taught in a classroom in front of people every single day. And yet when I speak in public 5 minutes beforehand, my hands turned really, really white. Like Casper looks at them and goes, man, that's white. And they get all sweaty. And I look at myself and go, oh, good. We got 5 minutes. It's just a thing I do. So if you're waiting until I don't feel afraid, Sometimes we talked about that in that episode. Being a little nervous is a good thing. So determining, here's what I'm going to do, here's what's going to make me different, sometimes takes a little time. And I see people that get to that and they go, ooh, I'm going to have to put some thought into that. And then they run into equipment land and start playing with all sorts of toys. And I'm like, wait, we got to get back to figuring out who you're talking to. And they're like, should I get the SM7B? Or the, like, hold on, who are we talking to? So that's a hard one. So when you get to that spot and somebody goes, so why should people listen to your podcast? And you go, well, that's what we're going to be talking about in just a second. So another strategy that I hear a lot is questions, right? That's kind of that thing where you state the obvious, you know, growing your podcast can take longer than you think. And so you might want to go, are you a person that's trying to grow your podcast? Now, you don't have to use a pukey DJ voice when you do that, but in terms of your description, sometimes it helps the person that says, hey, that is me. Now, also keep in mind, don't forget this, that if it's not that person and they go, hey, are you a person that's trying to do, you know, blah, 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 and the person goes, no, well, then they might just leave your podcast. So the question thing, I know when I was talking to Neil about that, he goes, yeah, the question thing can really backfire on you. So again, it's your show, and go back to, would this make me click this? Would this make me follow this show? It's really down to it. And of course, get some friends who will tell you the truth. You know, are you a person who swallows saliva in small amounts over long periods of time? Then, you know, you're going to love the marriage advice from the divorce guy show. Yeah, that's not going to. Okay, so keep that in mind as you put your description together. And here's a novel idea. Come up with a couple ones and see what they're like. And I know what you're going to say. Hey, Dave, why not just let ChatGPT write your description for you? Well, I did that. And here's what it said. You ready? Here's what the robot said. Let's see how good they did. Are you looking to start your own podcast but don't know where to begin? Look no further than the School of Podcasting. Our comprehensive online courses and one-on-one coaching will teach you everything you need to know. Now, I wrote in here, write an elevator pitch for the School of Podcasting. See, I wasn't clear enough because it's giving me a advertisement for my website, not so much my podcast. Look no further than the School of Podcasting. Our comprehensive online courses and one-on-one coaching will teach you everything you need to know, from equipment and editing to marketing and monetization. I kind of like that. Equipment and editing. See how I did that? You got two E's and then to marketing and monetization, two M's. These robots, I'm here to tell you, with our proven methods and expert instructors, well, there's one, that's me, you'll be creating high quality, engaging content in no time. Say goodbye to the frustration and uncertainty and hello to a successful podcast career with the School of Podcasting. And so that's not bad, but it's not really what I would call an elevator pitch.
Yeah.
If you want to be that annoying kid in class that goes, hey, is there any extra credit? If you want to do this one, this is not an easy exercise, but you know, I'll have links to this. Make Noise, A Creator's Guide to Podcasting and Great Audio Storytelling by Eric Newsom is where this exercise comes from. Eric is a guy that has worked at NPR. He was part of the TED Radio Hour, et cetera, et cetera. He is a big shot, smarty pants, and a really nice guy, for the record. And I've had him on the show, and his book is one of my faves. But here is the exercise. You ready? Describe your show in no more than 10 words, and do so in a way that describes nothing else in the world. One more time, describe your show in no more than 10 words and do so in a way that describes nothing else in the world. So if you say, it's a true crime show where we go over all the facts to find the true kill. Yeah, that's like 38,000 podcasts. Now, here's the fun thing. So you're like, all right, I got it, Dave. Describe your idea in no more than 10 words and do so in a way that describes nothing else. Got it. And I'm like, we're not done yet. The fun part is, you can't use any of the following words. You ready? Amazing, astounding, awesome. That's a tough one if you're an American. We love awesome. It's super awesome. Okay, here are the words. Amazing, astounding, awesome, beautiful, best, brilliant, classic, compelling, curious, diverse, extraordinary, fabulous, fantastic, fascinating, fresh, great, incredible, in-depth, lovely, lovely. There goes the UK. I can't say lovely. Nope. Outstanding, quality, remarkable, riveting, sensational, spectacular, stunning, super, I'm sorry, not super, superior, thoughtful, tremendous, unbelievable, unique, and world-class. If you find yourself wanting to use one of those words, you have to basically say, why? Why is it beautiful? Why is it fascinating? Why is it spectacular? The answer to your why is your distinct descriptor, and use that instead. I'll have links to the book out at schoolofpodcasting.com/863, or just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/description. Now, it does no good to have this great description if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I hear you have a podcast. Tell me about your show. And you go, yeah, that's not good. So you want to be able to have the words come out of your mouth. And this is one of the things you might find out the hard way, that you've kind of said, oh, let's try this ingredient, let's try that, I'm going to put this in, maybe mention that, a little bit of that, and then all of a sudden you come up with a description that does not come out of your mouth well. I've run into this. I work for Libsyn. It's a podcast media hosting company. You can find them at libsyn.com. It's libsyn.com. It's short for Liberated Syndication. Use the coupon code SOPFREE to get a free month. And on occasion, they will have me do videos, and they will hand me a script. And the script makes sense, but as I always say, sometimes we write things down and we don't write like we talk and we don't talk like we write. And so you may have come up with a great description that will not come out of your mouth without you stumbling over your tongue or whatever that is in your mouth. And so this is where you want to be able to practice it and deliver it, not so much because you've memorized it and this is the description of my show and this is all that, No, you want to practice it so that it sounds intriguing. You want to have people going, oh, I want to hear that. So that when they say, well, where can I find it? And you give them your website, do not say, find me wherever fine podcasts are sold. I will hunt you down and you and I are going to have a talk. You and I are going to have a talk. Quit saying that. Remove that phrase from your mouth. Send them to your website where all the magic happens. And you should have links to follow there on your website so they don't have to find you. Please quit saying that. So much, again, this is a way to grow your audience. And so it should be, you know, here's my show. Here's, and again, whatever your description is, practice saying it and have it memorized to the point that you can say it without it sounding like you memorized it. Why is that important? Because you never know who you're standing in front of that says, oh, tell me about your podcast. And you deliver this great thing and they're like, oh, wow, I actually work for a company that does blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. Would you ever be interested in part? You just never know who you're talking to. And when you drop the ball and somebody, you know, that important person walks away and somebody goes, do you know who that is? And you're like, no. And they're like, that's the grand poobah. And you're like, holy cow, I totally blew it in front of the grand poobah. So take time to practice it. I'm going to be at PodFest in a few days. And by doing this episode, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back and look at my description because, again, you can change it anytime you want and kind of practice a new one maybe. Look at it, hone it, and go, does that make people want to go and click? Is that going to make somebody go, hey, where can I find that? So I can say schoolofpodcasting.com/follow, and they can go over there and follow. And then it's because you're like, well, wait a minute, you said don't do the call to action thing in the description. Like, I want them to do whatever it is you want them to do. Where do I do that call to action? You do that in the episode after you've delivered value. Why? Because you don't benefit until your audience does. Your podcast description is a stew. Today, we talked about different ingredients that you can put into it so that the people that discover your show will click play they will click follow, they will click subscribe. And those are things like, who is this for? What's the format? What's the schedule? How do you add value? What topics do you cover? All sorts of things, as well as things like stating the truth. Like, writing a podcast description took longer than I thought. Everything I mentioned today, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/863 or schoolofpodcasting.com/description. I mentioned formatting, so if you're a person that's putting bold and italics, and maybe you put a link in your description, number one, the link's not going to work, and it's generally frowned upon, and most of any formatting is stripped out. In fact, let's say you had three paragraphs of description. Some apps will show them as paragraphs. Other will show them as one giant wall of text, and there is nothing you can do about that. You can give apps exactly, you know, clean HTML if we get our geek on, and some apps will follow it and make it look beautiful, and other apps will just make it look horrendous. I know Apple iTunes on a PC, not Apple Podcast, on a PC is still called Apple iTunes, does horrible things to your formatting. So here again is where you keep your description simple, to the point, showing the benefit with no links, and it will look exactly the way you typed it. As I mentioned today, I will be at PodFest Expo next week. I'll be at the Libsyn booth. So if you want to stop by and say hi, I would love to meet you, snap a selfie, whatever you want to do. Always happy to meet and greet you and hang out at the after party so we can go, tell me about your podcast. And you'd be like, hey, I just worked on my description. It'll be great fun. So thanks so much for listening. Again, if you would like to start your podcast, that's what I do. Let's see what we can do together as I walk you through the process of making a phenomenal podcast that's going to resonate with your audience. Schoolofpodcasting.com/listener will apply a coupon on either a monthly or yearly subscription, and it comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if 2 weeks, 3 weeks in, you're like, hey, Dave, you know what? This is harder than I thought it was going to be. No problem. I will refund your money and wish you well. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, take care. God bless. Class is dismissed. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. This is from the book Make Noise, A Creator's Guide to Podcasting, a great audio and great story. Ah, geez, Louise. You're not going to have any kind of subs that I can't think of. You're not gonna benefit until your audience does. Ow. These robots, I'm here to tell you, with our proven methods, yes, I can't read, with our, like, writing a pod dad, bad, jeez, fuck, yeah. Growing your podcast can take longer than you think. This weekly magazine-style show from Hall of Fame Podcast...